What's up, Black Men Catch Up comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in four brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!
At Kroger, we know the minute a tomato is picked off the vine, the fresh timer starts. The sooner we get our produce to you, the fresher it is. That's why we've completely overhauled our process to shorten the time from harvest to home for our tomatoes, strawberries, and salads. Because we know how much you love fresh produce, we give you more time to enjoy your tasty fruits and veggies at home. So whether you're shopping in-store, picking up, or prefer delivery, we're committed to bringing you the freshest produce possible. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hot news. We're missing Gerard.
We are. He's normally...
He's our bass.
Okay.
Yeah. We got some hot news for you.
Yeah, we do.
There's going to be a Black Men Can't Jump live recording.
Live recording, baby.
Boop, boop, first boop, 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 boop. Live recording.
First live.
And if you live in the New York City metropolitan area, better come out Monday, November 9th, 8 p.m.
Monday, November 9th at 8 p.m.
We're going to be at the People's Improv Theater.
At the People's Improv Theater. That's on 24th Street.
Between Park and Lex. All right. Calm down.
I'm sorry.
It's actually like Murray Hill. Not that hard of a name.
Murray Hill.
Okay, but it's...
I'm trying to like make it sound...
Wait, but can I just tell people something real quick?
Sure.
Tickets are $5.
Tickets are $5.
Are you kidding me?
Are you even kidding?
What are you, a DJ?
I was trying to like emphasize.
I don't like what you're doing.
Oh, you don't want me to do that?
Guys... It's going to be... No, seriously, this show is going to be awesome.
It's going to be so great.
We're going to do a movie that we're not telling you yet.
We're not telling you yet. I don't even know what it is.
We don't even know what it is yet. We're going to probably have a special guest. It's going to be fun. It's going to be like a good hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, good hour 40. Because you know what? We live, baby.
So for real, come... Bring questions.
Bring questions.
Bring your money. It's $5.
It's $5.
You can go to thepit-nyc.com. Look up, you can buy tickets there.
Yes, you can buy tickets. You can buy them there.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
We need your rock.
We do. We need your rock. We need your rock.
Black Men Can't Jump Live. We out.
We out.
Jonathan Braylock, James the Third, Gerard Milligan.
What more can I say?
You know what it is?
Black men can't jump.
Wait,
what are you doing?
Gerard sounds like my uncle, like I had a cookout. Like.
I was trying to make it a real life scary person. I wanted it to be good to feel.
If I saw you doing that on the street, I just started laughing. Oh, man. Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood. This is first Halloween episode, kind of.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the first Halloween episode.
I mean,
nearing the end of October.
It's nearing the end of October, so we thought we should do a film that, you know, is in the spirit of Halloween. Now, here's the problem, y'all. Well, okay, Giraffe, what are you doing?
It morphed into something else. That's not my fault. It morphed.
Interesting. Morphing. That takes us into Spawn.
Spawn.
Yeah.
Transition.
1997.
We are doing the film Spawn.
Starring Michael Jai
White, aka
Michael Jai
Black
White.
Dynamite.
Black Dynamite.
Black Dynamite.
Hey man, Black Dynamite.
Wait, now was he Black? He's Black Dynamite in Black Dynamite, the animated series,
And the movie.
And he was Black Dynamite in the movie too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh man, that film was awesome. We got to do that film.
That was an independent.
That was independent, but we still got to do it.
Yeah. Oh man, Michael Jai White.
In life, you got to do it,
Michael Jai White.
But so here's the thing, though. We're doing Spawn. And we had a little debate about whether or not we should do Spawn because it, I guess, it's also technically a comic book.
Yes.
Yeah, it is a comic book.
And it's actually the first black
superhero movie.
We thought it was Blade. It's not.
It's not.
And none of y'all corrected us.
This was one year.
This was 1 year before Blade. 1 year before.
This was 1 year before Blade.
1 year before Blade.
Which is also interesting, though, isn't it, that the first two black superhero movies and the only ones where the black superhero is the lead.
Yeah.
Are both like have
dark anti-heroes.
They're both elements. Anti-heroes and they're both dead?
Yes.
And they're technically both like, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're both kind of dead.
They're both dudes.
That was the first thing that struck me about watching this. Because I remember saying with Blade, like, that I didn't necessarily register Blade as like a superhero.
Right.
Because he didn't feel that way.
He's a vampire.
He's a vampire.
He's a vampire.
Same with Spawn. Like, I know
Spawn
that he's a comic book.
He's a hell Spawn.
He's hell Spawn. And it's like, and it never, when I was a kid, I mean, I thought it was cool and I knew he was black and I knew it was a comic book, but hero.
Oh, he's
never.
He's defined as an anti-hero.
Anyway,
just like Blade. So what they're trying to say to the little kids is like, "Hey, you want to be a black superhero? You got to die first.
Yeah, all right? I mean,
and you could come back and only be out at night.
You got to be from hell.
You got to be from hell. You got to suck on blood
with the evil spirit. I mean, I
yeah, be from the devil. Basically, what they're saying is to be a black superhero, got to be part devil.
You got
to
be part.
I gotta go to hell to be a superhero to save the day.
Yes, you do.
I got to literally go to hell. Is what they're saying.
All right.
No, Bray.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I pay taxes. Okay. I got a mom. You telling me I gotta go to hell before I can come back and save an old lady?
I'm right there with you, Gerard. The whole time
I was
watching.
They both wear black. They in red. That's some secretive Hollywood.
No, okay,
I'm coming back to it. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah,
y'all.
It's not over.
Woo!
We just got started.
I like
we are
this.
On fire.
I like
just
this.
Like Spawn.
Just like
stop
Spawn.
It. Okay. Stop it. Because right, he
went to hell.
He went to hell the whole movie. Okay, first of all, wow. Oh my goodness.
Oh man.
So yeah, it is super interesting though. That is what it is. And before we start talking about this movie, though, I just want to, because there are, so I was like, I was really racking my brain and like Googling stuff and trying to find other black leads in horror films. And we are going to do one next week.
Yes.
We can even talk about it right now, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like the other ones that I was found out was like Predators 2. I guess.
Oh, Predators 2, Danny Glover.
Yeah.
Danny Glover.
Right?
Yeah, that works.
And then Night of the Living Dead.
And Vampire in Brooklyn.
And then Vampire in Brooklyn.
And I can't find any money.
Yeah.
I Googled this. I can't find anything else. There are black people who survive. Like, so if you're like The Thing, there's a black person who like may survive to the
right.
end. There's like LL Cool
Alien
J.
Alien versus Predator. Well, LL Cool J in what?
Deep Blue Sea.
In Deep Blue Sea, but Deep like
survive,
like,
but not the.
But he's
star.
Not the lead at
not
all. Right?
No.
Yeah, yeah. He.
You could do. I'm trying to think. What was it? Was it Leprechaun? Was it Leprechaun?
Oh, Leprechaun in the Hood. That's Leprechaun. Right.
But is
Leprechaun
that considered like a butt? Like a
no, it is.
It's not an indie. It's okay. not.
No,
a,
it's
not
definitely
an
not an indie. It's a yeah. So you got Leprechaun in the Hood, which is but like that film's a joke. Anyway, we'll definitely do that because that film's hilarious. Well, probably next year.
There's
though,
one
but,
more. It's like boy. It's like Night of the Living Dead. Not Night of the Dead. There was a
Dawn of the Dead.
No, Tales
from the Hood.
Tales from the Hood.
Yeah,
Tales
but
from the
that
right,
movie
right,
was
right, Tales from the Hood.
That movie was.
Oh, it was terrible.
Well. I liked
that movie too.
What is wrong with y'all?
No,
dude gets sucked into the TV.
Yeah, that movie is kind of creepy.
The little doll one.
Yeah,
I tell y'all how we should do
a Candyman.
Oh, Candyman too.
But he's not the lead of
but
that.
But he well,
he is Candyman.
Know,
he is
Candyman.
Lead of that.
Yeah, you know, it's like is Michael Myers the lead of Halloween? Not
absolutely
really.
Not. True.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
Let me tell you the real hard
Who's
movie
the
we
actor
should do.
Who played? Who played Michael Myers?
Oh, no one knows.
Knows that.
No one. Right? Knows.
Someone I know, don't laugh like, at that person.
But what I'm saying is, are we talking about leads?
Candyman is Candyman.
Candyman is more of a lead.
You know what Candyman look like. First off, Tony Todd.
There you go.
Tony Todd is the scariest black man alive.
He's in that movie more than
Tony Todd. If you saw Tony Todd on the street right now drinking coffee, I would smack it out of his hand and run that way.
Why would you smack him?
Why would you
just run away? Why would you?
Why would you?
because I seen what Candyman did to that little black boy in the first Candyman.
Yeah,
that's not okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, don't cut that boy penis off. Oh, sorry. Can I say one horror movie? This is a horror movie I didn't even think about we should consider.
What?
Boys in the Hood.
That's
okay?
Not a horror.
Oh, yeah.
That's real life horror.
Stop it.
That the people don't
agree.
Know about.
I agree. Boys in the Hood, I think it's...
No, it's not.
Real life.
I'm in
scary.
With you.
No, it's
Jerry Curls. Guns.
First of all, that's the scariest thing is the Jerry Curls.
America 1990.
Y'all stop. Stop saying black people are scary. That's what you're doing right now.
No, I'm not saying that black people are scary.
We're
that
saying
situation
Jerry Curls are scary.
Jerry Curls are not scary. Shut your mouth.
Jerry Curls, when it's hot, is super scary because the back of your neck is super hot and wet because they got to melt.
You know those scenes.
Oh,
you
they
see the back of Ice Cube's neck.
All right.
Oh, and he had a cap on. That brother was sweating.
He was,
anyway, if you guys know of some... And we're talking leads, guys. So please tweet at us. If you know, at Black Men Podcast, tweet at us some leads. Where a black person, woman, or you're right, Alien versus Predator.
Alien versus Predator.
You said that,
that's
right.
What I said.
Annihilation. Mm-hmm.
But guys, we keep some of these movies are like the same people we've already done. Like we keep
I know, right?
Like look Eddie. It's like, come on, man. We also like if you have somebody we can like branch out so we can not do. I mean, I love Annihilation.
No, we doing all right. We got some. Anyway,
we
got Spawn. All right, Spawn.
Can I give an history?
Initial. Oh, you want to do?
Can I do a little
comic book history?
Yeah, a little comic book history.
Oh,
for Spawn.
All right, let's do comic book history.
A resident.
Comic book history. Spawn was created by Seth MacFarlane. Seth MacFarlane is also
Todd.
I keep calling him Seth MacFarlane.
Seth MacFarlane.
Wait, history is starting to go wrong.
That mashup needs to happen,
right? But Todd MacFarlane is like known because like his. I mean, he did like some drawings of Spider-Man,
Spider-Man.
And he did like the Rays, webbing, which now kind of like seeped into like regular life. And he's also who came up with the webbing, like under the arms, and like sometimes there's pictures of like Spider-Man with actual spiders on him. So it's like kind of like
and that's
gritty.
Him.
That's Todd. But think about Al Simmons, aka Spawn. He's a black dude. He has a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, smart. Yeah. He's a special ops.
Mm-hmm.
His boss, like. You know, this is also in the comics, but they also the movie's actually very accurate, by the way.
Does he have
it feels
children
that
in the comics though? I think it does.
He always has a daughter.
Oh,
the daughter's there.
Because I read somewhere that like he wasn't married in the comic books. He was engaged.
I also got the sense that he was engaged in this movie.
Okay.
Too.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's totally explicit. Like
because they're not married. He always almost like because it's like that's why his friend can marry.
Yeah, I think he said like I think they. There's like a flashback scene. And he's like they were engaged and going to get married.
But at one point though, Spawn was the highest selling independent comic. I mean, it may not. I don't know if it still is, but it was at one point like the highest.
Yeah,
and it was a black dude.
It was, and it 1992 was when it first
when it started
when it premiered. And right when it premiered, it was like very very popular.
Yeah,
I think it sold like 1.7 million copies.
Yeah, and I read somewhere that. And this is something I think is interesting about this movie, about Spawn, is that like when it came out, Columbia Pictures or some production company was like already like,
we want to make this into a movie.
Because it was such a big deal. Because think about when this movie came out, this is already after the HBO cartoon. And the HBO cartoon had already won 2 awards.
Yeah.
And it was like the HBO cartoon was a big deal. You know, like, I remember I couldn't watch it or allow it to because it came on Friday nights, midnight.
I think it was all in the works. And like the... Yeah, and then it spiked. I think the comic books like selling spiked right before the movie came out.
Yeah,
cool. So that's anything else you want to talk? Oh, we want to talk about the video we just watched. So we watched Tom McFarlane to talk about why he made Spawn a black superhero because he himself and this kind of happened. The same thing happened with Blade, where he was like, "Man, all the superheroes are good looking white dudes, huh?" And I like how he said he was like I found it odd and it's like did you though
did you find it odd
Todd
Todd you forgot about it
Todd,
but so he was like no I'm gonna he wanted to make a superhero
who was black, and then for, and then make the audience forget that he was black.
Yeah.
So that people would like him, what like the superhero, and not have to deal with race, which I appreciate.
Yeah. See, I
kind of talk
too.
About it in the Blade too, right? Of the fact that it's like it's a black superhero, but like Black Panther and Luke Cage, like race kind of played elements in it.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it was
yeah.
like it's kind of cool, and that's okay because again, those comics were created closer to the civil rights end of the civil rights era, but
right?
Like, that like black power kind of movement still going, which is great, but. It's now we're getting to a point where it's like that stuff should be dying down and it should just be like black people or normal people like we were talking about.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into the movie.
Yeah.
Initial thoughts. Can I start?
You go
yeah,
ahead,
please.
Go ahead.
First of all, oh, God.
What?
This movie, no. Don't say what to me.
I'm waiting for you. What?
This movie.
Damn. What?
This movie is ridiculous. Oh, no. This movie is ridiculous.
what?
This movie starts off ridiculous.
Yeah.
It starts off with like this like fire like the spawn about
yeah.
And I literally had to rewatch the opening scene because I had no idea what happened. I literally
yeah.
was laughing. I was like, what is happening? They explain so much in such a short amount of time and they like flash pictures across the thing. And I'm just like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And then I realized why this movie's like this. The guy who directed this movie is a visual effects artist. He did special effects. This was the first movie he directed.
Oh, that's amazing to now learn that.
Don't you? And
because
it makes a lot
you
of
totally
sense.
See it. It makes a lot of sense. Yeah. There's so many. It's just like a lot of flashing lights, a lot of explosions,
it's
a lot of
crazy.
Like crazy in your face.
You're just like, but whoa! It's a bombardment of visual effects. A bombardment of like. Humor that feels misplaced,
and I remember when the movie came out when they were like I remember seeing like featurettes on it on how they were really excited about those special
yes,
effects
yes.
and how and I
it was
remember
considered a masterpiece for, yeah, for those
and
special
I,
effects.
I remember I mean like watching it now it's hard because they're now very dated
yeah very dated
like all of them
they're
are.
almost 20 yeah. years old yeah.
but when it came out I remember being amazed like jaw dropped like
the cape
eyes.
The cape alone. The thing is, it's so funny because this is a straight up 90s movie, but Spawn is like one of those things, especially in the comic books. If you read them, like in the 90s, everything became like edgy and dark and like spiky.
Yeah.
So that movie is exactly what I thought a Spawn movie would be like.
Yeah.
So to me,
yeah.
like, if that movie would have came out, let's say, when did Batman Begins came out? Like 2003, 2005,
I think.
If that movie would have came out around that time, I think that movie would have been a bigger hit. Because that's when things were dark, things were edgy, and that's what that comic was.
But, like, exactly. And the whole time I was watching it, I kept thinking about how they're making, like, Man of Steel dark, and, you know, Superman
yeah.
dark, and, like, doing all this work to make this bright character,
yeah.
like, dark.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, Spawn, and granted, like, there's only one Spawn movie, right? But, like, Spawn is the type of movie that, like, if they made it now, and if Spawn were popular now, like, it would do it insanely well.
Jamie Foxx has been trying to redo that movie for a while.
Yeah. Oh,
it okay. must happen.
Anyway, so what are your initial thoughts?
Oh. Yeah, oh, my initial thoughts yeah, are the same. There's like this there are so many special effects and it's hard to keep up with it. But I struggled a lot with what Gerard was yelling about earlier. Like I struggled a lot with the fact that
why
like,
he gotta be a demon.
He has to be a demon, like from hell.
Why he gotta be
even
a
though
demon.
Granted, like
we barely by the way, we barely see him as
Oh, you never see him as a boss.
No, you never see him
it's
as
15 Al-Sin. Minutes.
Yeah. And then
is it even 15 minutes?
it's only 15 minutes.
I mean I'm sure it is like
yeah,
the total
like
running time is 15 minutes, but it feels like it's they, 5 minutes.
I, yeah, the yeah, movie yeah. as a whole, I guess my initial thought I would say, because there's a lot, I feel like there's so much to cover. But is
it
that,
a,
is
and
that,
it's a short movie.
Is that it's a short movie and they don't spend a lot of time on I wish they spent more time on like everything.
Character?
On everything. On,
yeah.
on getting to especially though, getting to know all of these characters because they're all super interesting. And what's happening is also very interesting, but it felt like it was like, all right, now Spawn, now he's in charge of the Knights of Hell or
yeah,
whatever.
You
and you're like, what? When did
who
that?
Who are the Knights
what?
Of Hell?
Yeah, like
what? Is that thing a? Is that the devil? Is that who's the God? Where's God's angel? Is that guy
yeah.
an angel? Is that no? Is he? A,
yeah.
He's
who
a knight?
Is he?
He's a.
Why
knight?
Is that? Why is there a holy place in hell? What's it even doing there?
What?
What? I'm very confused.
Listen, all right.
you guys make good points. There's a lot of faults in this movie. But damn it, is this not an entertaining movie, y'all?
No,
I'm going to say this, though. Like, everything about it, like, I think this movie does, it could have been expanded more on the characters. But what it did do well to me was, like, it focused on one character. It focused on Spawn. It focused on Al Simmons. Yeah. It was like, the thing is, like, Al Simmons, for instance, hear me out. Al Simmons isn't, like, this isn't like Peter Parker and Spider-Man. Peter Parker's who you care about, not Spider-Man. Al Simmons is not the star. You know what I'm saying? Spawn in the comics is the focus.
Yeah,
what you need to see is him. And what this movie does is it shows you, okay, Al was this guy. He had a daughter. But it focuses on Spawn. It focuses on, like, him getting his powers. What does he do with it? It focuses on him fighting.
Well, right. I mean, like,
it focuses on that dude.
That you have to.
Yeah, you have to. The thing is, not every superhero movie does it. But to me, the reason that I liked what this movie did with him, at least, was the fact that, like, it just never lets you. I mean, he probably was in almost every scene. And it was always focused on him. I mean, I liked it. The special effects, to me, it's like, if you made that movie right now, if you took this movie, the same script, and just updated special effects and dropped it in right now, you would have a hit.
No. Oh, my God, it would be perfect.
No, it wouldn't.
How not?
You would have to make it better. You would have to make
it
better.
I don't think so.
Oh, my goodness. Look,
you'd have to make
a better film.
Yeah.
Because the special effects wasn't the problem of this movie. I wasn't watching this and going like, oh, look how cheesy these special effects are. I was like, these are pretty good for 1997.
Yeah.
Like, the cape still looks pretty cool sometimes. The way that Spawn looks as an anti-hero, whatever he is, like, Spawn looks cool.
Yeah.
And the poster for Spawn is it's still awesome. Thing is, like, one of the things that was so exciting for me as a kid was seeing these, like, very cool-looking characters, like animated characters, hand-drawn characters, like in real life. It was like, whoa, it was like insane to me, right?
Yeah.
Like, whoa, like that thing that's like a cartoon is like real person interacting with real people. And they did that with Spawn in a way that didn't feel cheesy. It felt like, man, that
for sure.
That's Spawn, right? The problem is everything goes so quickly. It was like,
it's too fast.
And that's fine. I understand maybe you don't want to concentrate on the Al Simmons character because that is kind of the point of the movie. It's like, Al Simmons is dead. You are Spawn and you need to know that you are Spawn and you still have choices to make because even though you're dead, you're not really dead. Like, you're still a part of this. But it was just like everything, even with the Spawn thing, it was like, we didn't really understand, like, his motivation kept being told to us. Like, it was just like,
yes,
you love the, but we never even see, he loves, like, he's in love with his wife or fiance in the film who he has a kid with. But other than him, like, looking at her from afar and being like, I want to, he never even tries to, like, and we don't know why.
He never tries to.
I wonder if that's
he never tries to connect with her. Like, he never. We don't even have a scene with him and her.
He tries to go back twice.
Right, but I think that the problem of that, because he does all the steps, but then he doesn't get to talk. He doesn't get to say anything. So it's like, and it could be connected to the fact that he thinks that he is too disfigured.
I mean, because he goes back three times.
He goes back three times, but. But we never even hear him
say to her, like, I am Al Simmons.
Say to her, we never even hear him say, I'm too disgusting to go back to my family.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he never even says that. So, like, so the only real motivation that we get to hear from him is, what's her name? What's the wife's name? What's the girl's name?
I don't remember.
He screams it so many times. Teresa Randall's character, he like screams, he almost
Wanda.
Says like, was it
Wanda?
He only says, he only says like, Wanda, I have to get back to Wanda. But then we never see him like, he has that one moment later where he's like, Wanda, I made a mistake. I did the wrong thing. But like, He never gets to really talk about it. He never gets to really have these moments to, like, he's alone with his daughter so many times, but he never says, it's me, dad. You know,
is that because, but we don't even know why. Is it because he doesn't want to?
Right. Is it because he doesn't want to scare her? He doesn't want to, like, what are the reasons behind that?
He's willing to talk to her. So it's like, scare her. How? because like he was dead or whatever, like doesn't want to confuse her.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, he
like,
looks disgusting.
Yeah, but he doesn't care.
And she doesn't care at all.
She goes up to him and is super nice to him and is super open.
I mean, this is my thing, yo. As a man, all right, this dude, Michael Jai White, was a man taking care of his family, handsome. He comes back.
Taking care of his family. He was an assassin.
Listen, but he was taking care. But he even says he's like, I thought I was cleaning up.
Yeah,
I thought I was cleaning up. Like,
yeah, he thought he was killing bad guys.
But he wasn't.
And I think it's, you even get the narration of like, you know, he's killing for good.
He thinks he's killing.
And
for
he
good.
Even says it at but one point.
Yeah, and that and yeah, so
and they
ahead.
Show him feel bad like when he finds out the next morning.
Oh yeah,
up in the scene,
first thing he does is he reams the dude out. Yeah,
And my thing is like I understand like he should have had that moment to like talk to his wife, and he's attempted to have his Frankenstein Quasimodo moment of like, do you still love me how I look? Whatever, the dark man moment.
Yeah.
But my thing is, sometimes like, I mean, some dudes are weak, man. It's like, would you want to go back to your girlfriend after you've been horribly disfigured and been gone for 5 years? And he sees immediately that his boy is taking, like, that's like.
All of that is totally.
You see him
sad. You can infer all of that stuff.
Yeah, you're inferring
it. But the thing is, it's not. What's hard about it is it's not actually there. Like, it's
you
not
see
100%
him, but my thing is like every time he goes back, you see him have a longing look. I mean, if you no, I'm saying like I'm not trying to say
you're
I'm not
right.
To say it's
of
like,
course,
you see the shot. Like the only thing that could have been done differently to me is to physically have him say it, which I don't think is always necessary.
And it's not right. I mean, this kind of I feel like this also kind of goes back to the fact that like the director is mostly a visual director, and so. You know, he wants to see the shot.
He wants to show you what you're looking at.
Him do, right?
You see him reach for her foot at one point.
Reaching for her foot. Like, I mean, he's like, but he went back to the house. No, it's because he's like in pain. He's like, and you're like, what the flip is going on with you? Like, all of the superhero stuff, all of the powers, how they just start coming up. And I'm just like, what's happening?
They mention that too.
Yeah, he says it. He's like, what's happening? I'm like, I agree with you. What is happening?
What is happening? Another thing that I think that they didn't write very well was I thought the training sequence was too short.
I agree.
Like,
it was so late in the film.
It was first of all, it happened like 30 minutes before, 25 minutes because before the end of the movie.
When he flies for the first time, I was just like, huh?
But the guy even says, you've been doing it out of reflex.
Yeah.
Everything you guys are saying, like, this is an answer for it in the movie.
We just needed a little bit more.
But it's
just like a little bit more.
It's like you have like these one lines where they say it, and it's just like you can't just explain that away in one line.
Yo, time out. Right now, okay. I'm talking both of you guys.
Hey, hold on 1 second. Coaches, players, everybody sit down. We're in a timeout. All right, continue.
Listen, all I'm saying is y'all coming at this movie. This movie does answer the questions. I've seen movies. You know what? I'm going to say the name of the movie. Interstellar.
Oh yeah,
Interstellar.
Don't get me started on
when
Interstellar.
they just explain quantum physics, we're like, this one in particular. Oh, you know how quantum mechanics work? No, because you ain't say nothing yet.
Yeah,
and well, this movie is
explaining quantum mechanics to us in a
if
film.
If we were talking about Interstellar, I would be saying the same thing.
My point in saying that is I understand what you guys are saying, but like every question you have is like it was being answered eventually.
It's all there.
It's there
again. The thing is, it's not that I disagree with you that what you're saying is not in the movie. The reason why I had trouble with it was because I just would have loved to hear him just have a moment.
See,
of,
no, man, they always do that.
These are my internal problems.
Well, if you don't want it that cliche, still have that scene, but with somebody else. First of all, the guy who we hear the narration of and then see periodically throughout the film.
I still don't
Cornelius?
Know who he is.
What is his name? Cornelius?
I do not know who he is.
I'm not going to know.
Who
he's
is
like
he?
Some knight. Like, what I gather from the film is that he is some knight from like 500 years ago who used to do the same thing that Al Simmons did, which was like, he was an assassin for like, I guess, like some medieval country. Like, he was an assassin for the church, right? And he killed people, but like killed too many people and therefore like is like trapped, I guess.
Well,
like,
no, it's like
to
it's,
be a protector or something.
Yeah, I could infer that as well. Like, that's what it felt like as well. Like, that, like, what happens is like the best killers.
Cagliostro?
The Mark best Bellas. Murderers,
Cogliostro?
The best, the people that kill the most that are the most skilled at killing, are desirable to both armies, either the armies, armies of heaven,
which who knows why that is,
yeah,
they all have demon powers,
and
they have demon powers.
Yeah, see, I feel like you.
Every movie that happens.
Why?
Yo.
But they have demon power. They can like teleport.
No, no.
And go to
y'all
hell
not going
to
do this to Spawn. Y'all not going to do this to Spawn.
No,
okay?
We're not.
There's
listen.
Been multiple movies where there's fights between
Spawn
heaven and hell.
Great.
And it just, that's how, that's what exists,
we're
man. It's a war.
That, we're
no,
not saying that something is wrong with Spawn.
That's fine that there's this fight between. Whoa. Calm down. Because the fight between heaven and hell, and then it comes unto earth, but nobody's recruiting killers from earth.
Why no, I like, they, I like, I don't hate that idea. I like
I'm
the
not saying I hate the idea, but what I'm saying is it's such a complicated thing that they don't
that
even
they don't
get into
go
it
into.
All.
Yeah,
what do you mean? You guys are just waiting. There's a war. There's good killers on earth,
but you don't
let's
even
get
see
them.
The good. You never even see the good. Who are the good people?
We focused on hell. He's black. He's only dealing with hell. Haven't you seen what Spawn is about? There's no, we haven't got the good heroes who deal with heaven yet. Blade,
yeah,
hell. Spawn, hell. Okay, we haven't got the
wait,
yet.
Let's compare. Wait, Constantine is a superhero, right?
Yes.
Constantine, yeah.
Now, he fights demons.
Yes.
But he's not a demon, right?
He's a human.
He's a human. So how come Spawn got to be a demon?
Because Spawn is the reason why he has to be a demon. Actually, the reason why he has to be a demon, it's a different story, right? This
yeah,
one is
story.
Like this one is like you have to lead the army. The reason I want
he
you
was
is because,
supposed to lead the armies of hell.
And so then he was
so he was
given
his
all
superpowers
those
by
the devil.
But then the
why
devil
could,
like
why can't
just
the devil
take him, back?
Him away?
He can't.
Also, like, what? Like,
Spawn now.
You know that
first
power
off,
he's
y'all
like.
Y'all asking so much of this movie.
All right, anyway, all right. So
y'all
I'm
asking.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
So much.
It's,
yo,
it's so confusing, though. It's happened so quickly, and I'm just like, what? And, like, okay, wait. Can we just talk about. Let's just talk about the performances. First, we got to talk about John Leguizamo.
Let's talk about John Leguizamo.
What's wrong with John Leguizamo?
I love John Leguizamo.
Is something wrong with John Leguizamo?
No, there's nothing wrong with him. But my thing was like, why did they make. Is this that happens in the comics? You don't know. You never read the comics, did you?
I've seen the cartoon.
I've seen a cartoon.
In the cartoon, is the clown like a freaking making jokes every
yep.
5 seconds?
He is manic. He's weird.
Well,
he's
a clown. Well, I got that.
Okay,
right?
But like, so he's making jokes all. But what I'm saying is like, most of the dialogue in the film is John Leguizamo.
It's John Leguizamo.
Yeah. Making
and
jokes.
That made me so mad because.
He's built first, you know, right?
First of all, in the opening credits. He's first built.
Which
I mean,
is,
in the
I understand,
credits,
he's the biggest name that they have.
But. He's not
Martin Sheen.
Spawn, all right,
Martin
he's
Sheen was the biggest
Spawn.
Star they had.
Yeah, the biggest star they had was Martin Sheen.
Well, the hottest star they had in 1997.
So I
was John
I was mad about that. Yeah. First, second though, I was also, and this might just relate to the comics, but like we got a kick out of the one-liners that Blade got to have. Okay,
you're
what
right.
are what are Spawn's one-liners?
Oh, Spawn?
his first isolated moment.
It's like damn.
Damn.
Yeah, he's
that's
like,
it.
Oh, cool. Oh, like, I got this power. Oh,
like,
damn. Oh, nice.
He
oh, wow.
Say, he
oh,
couldn't
cool.
say.
Y'all forgot to guess the best one. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. And then he has another. Holy shit. Why couldn't he then also say some quip? Why did all of them went to John Leguizamo?
Wait a minute. Let's go.
And I get it. That's his character. But that's fucked up. Spawn couldn't say no quip.
Spawn barely talks, though.
And
to
that's
me,
his character.
Like
that's
to me,
right.
to
that's
me
his...
the thing that's so tough about
but Blade
it.
Blade barely talked too. He got a lot of great one-liners and great moments.
I mean, it's one of those tough things where it's like, I mean, to me, it's like this is
it's a different story. It's an origin
it's not even
story.
That, but it's like that
Blade is
it's
not
close.
An origin story.
Like yeah. to me, it's like this movie, John Leguizamo's performance, what happens with like Michael Jai White, that is as close as you.
The,
I mean, I don't
to the comic. You're
yeah,
saying,
I mean,
right?
like
they
that's what it is.
Brought the comic to life.
Well, yeah. now, whoa, hold up, though. Does Spawn in the beginning of the comics fight some other people before he's fighting this one demon?
Well, no. John Leguizamo, Violator, if you will, is Spawn's villain. Like that's his joke.
Primary.
That's his main villain.
That's his.
So there's
his,
no.
That's his joke.
But here's my thing.
That's
it's
a
like
good way to look at it.
I guess like the because there's always like a couple of villains before the main one. You know, you have Batman beating up on gangs
well, the,
before
well, technically
he
the
takes
devil,
on.
But
the devil
like,
responds.
Yeah, the devil is like the ultimate.
The devil is the ultimate.
But still, even so, okay, Batman Begins. You have Scarecrow,
yeah.
and then you have Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah.
But before Ra's al Ghul and before Scarecrow, you got
but he has, but think about
thugs
what he has. He
and
has,
whatever.
You
know got
what I mean?
Somebody
has,
showing you that he is.
But he has Martin Sheen, though.
No,
he has Martin
Sheen. Martin
Sheen.
Then also, he had the Violator.
It's that
Jessica
girl.
Priest?
It's Jessica
yeah.
Priest, right?
But he fought yeah. Violator
Jessica
twice.
Jessica Priest. But Jessica Priest is just a woman.
Literally.
She's just a woman with some guns.
She
and
has
he
like three
she
scenes.
She can't do anything.
And this, I felt bad about
when
this.
When she died, I was like, I feel bad for Jessica Priest. I legit felt bad. I was like, damn, like he just shot her up. And you're just a freaking demon just who just killed a woman.
But the thing is, he fights. This is my thing. In every superhero movie, we always know the setup.
And where is that guy to come up and be like, yo, Spawn, that's messed up what you just did.
Well, the thing is, like, he's still Hellspawn at that point. So my thing is, every superhero movie, they always lose to the big bad guy at some point, and they have to go No, technically, y'all talking about some of his training came in the movie. That's when the training... After he loses, if this was any superhero movie, if this is like Batman Begins, he loses, all right? He loses, has to figure out, oh, I got to get better. I got to train harder, which happens in Spawn. He loses the Violator, gets beat up. The white dude takes him off the wall, shows him how to use his power. He comes back, beats Violator in the end.
I'm going to say this.
Y'all just hate
him. I will say this. I didn't hate this movie.
It did.
Sounds like I'm saying, like, man, fuck Spawn, but that's not what I'm saying. But I will say this. It wasn't after the first fight that he got that he had the training sequence, which is what's frustrating about it.
Which one
he goes to the crooks, and then like he's figuring stuff out. He doesn't know what's happening. Then he goes to hell, and he interacts with Clown, and then Clown becomes Violator. Then he gets fucked up from seemingly a huge adversary, like someone that seems like.
Those scenes are back to back.
Some understanding of what they're back to back.
Those are back to back scenes.
And that's what's hard about it is that it's back to back.
Because to me it's like that's what happens. It's like he goes, thinks he can handle. Like he thinks he's got this, right? He thinks he's got this. He goes try to get revenge, fails. The Clown at this point is still recruiting him.
Yeah.
So like the Clown comes to talk to him, and he's like, I don't want to do it.
Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, I just had a job end, which, you know, I was very fortunate to have. But it's so funny how quickly stress starts to accumulate when you're not working.
It's too much. It's too much. It's heavy.
You know?
I got the shakes and, you know, the heart palpitations, all of it.
I agree. I will say I've had the benefit of not being unemployed this long since 2009. And what are we in April? Soon to be May. And I have not had a paycheck all of 2024. So this is the most stress I've ever had. My parents may need to get an aide. And I'm like, who's coming to save the day? So stress is high. Anxiety is high.
And, you know, sometimes... to talk about this stress, therapy can be a safe space. Like, get that stuff off your chest, figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down, you know, instead of just keeping it all bottled up and feeling like you have to hold everything inside. I know therapy has helped me. I almost look at it as like check-in. Like, sometimes I got a lot to say, sometimes not so much, but it's like, it is super, super helpful.
Yeah, I appreciate getting the tools to like kind of understand the mechanism of how I'm behaving, you know, and reacting in certain situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I use BetterHelp, and Timothy, black male therapist, saves the day because he gets it, man. I'm like, you know what? Thank you, bro. For sometimes it's just 30 minutes of just me rambling, and I'm like, oh, you didn't even say hello yet. and he's like, keep going. I'm like, thank you. Yes.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and flexible. It's suited to your schedule, which is absolutely essential these days. All you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and you can get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you want, switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/jump today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/jump.
You gotta jump to get that BetterHelp. BetterHelp!
So you open Google Chrome on your phone. You're hunting for a super rare first edition vinyl of a band you're obsessed with when you're supposed to be working. But this site you tapped on seems pretty shady. And Daryl from IT just jumped up from his desk. Oh no, he's coming your way. It's a good thing built-in malware protection keeps you safe and sound. Not from Daryl, though. Sorry. There's no place like Chrome. Download Google Chrome on your phone.
Hi, this is Will Arnett. We are inviting you to follow us as we go on tour and we take our podcast Smartless on the road. Join us and watch any boundaries we previously had disappear. Like you've never seen us before, you'll see us on the road, ordering lunch, roasting each other, and on stage as we surprise each other with a mystery celebrity guest in each city. Boy, that sounds amazing.
Welcome to Smartland!
Don't miss our new series, Smartless on the Road, streaming May 23rd, only on Max. Subscription required.
Priceline presents, go to your happy price. What's up? It's Kaylee Cuoco. When it comes to travel, we all have a happy place. You can see yourself already there. It's beautiful. It might be sunny and sandy for some, neon and urban for others, deserts or rainforests or hiking trails. With Priceline, you can get to your happy place for a happy price with deals you really can't find anywhere else, like up to 60% off select hotels to Costa Rica or five-star hotels for two-star prices in Cabo. Go to Priceline.com and travel to your happy place for a happy price. All right, see ya. I'm off to Miami. No, actually, wow, look at that. No, I'm going to Hawaii now. Ooh, Cancun looks nice. You know what? Belize looks pretty nice this time of year. Or, Palm Springs.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's like, that is the progression of, I mean, I don't know what else to do.
Take a quick break for a nap. Hey guys, this episode is sponsored by Squarespace.
What?
Squarespace.
Squarespace.com.
Do squares come with that space?
Does a square come with that space?
I don't know what you two are talking about, but you can start building your website today at squarespace.com.
Oh, snap. So like if I wanted to build a website that was about me and I wanted to call it www.jamesthirdcomedy.com.
How you going to spell third?
3RD. I could just go to squarespace.com and then I can register that domain and then I can get going?
Yeah, man. It's pretty simple, actually. First of all, haven't you done that?
I sure have.
Oh, God.
This has been a plug within a plug.
Oh, goodness gracious. look, so as is, since you do have it, I'm sure I can go there and your site going to look professionally designed.
Oh, it looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you have any skill level before you started?
I don't know any HTML code whatsoever.
But so it was easy.
You were able to do it?
Easily? It was super easy. I just all I had to do was I went to Squarespace. They had templates there. And I was like, you know what? I like that one.
They had templates?
They had templates. Templates. They had templates and they had templates.
No, it's templates.
Oh, I thought it was templates.
Like, no, it's templates.
They got, okay, yeah.
Templates.
Well, you know, you say tomato and I say templates.
Look, Squarespace has state-of-the-art technology powering your site to ensure security and stability. It's trusted by millions of people and some of the most respected brands in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And Gerard, guess what the best part is? Starts at $8 a month.
Get the eight. You know what I could do with $8 a month?
What could you do with $8 a month?
What could you do?
Man, I could go to squarespace.com and give me a website.
That's
boom!
Boom!
Boom! Yeah, I thought I was going to say something crazy.
Boom! Squarespace.com.
Nope.
You get a free domain if you sign up for a year, y'all.
Oh, for a whole year, you get a free domain?
Mm-hmm. You can start your free trial today with no credit card required.
So James could get jamesthethird.com?
He could.
Nope.
And
you
can get that domain for free when he signs up for a year.
I don't want that domain.
Dude, get jamesthethird.com.
I have jamesthirdcomedy.
But your name is jamesthethird.com.
All right.
But James, when you do get jamesthethird.com and you decide to sign up for Squarespace, you have to make sure to use the offer code JUMP.
Yeah.
You get 10% off your first purchase.
Okay, offer code JUMP when I get jamesthirdcomedy.com.
Yeah, when you get jamesthird.com, use JUMP so they know that you listen to Black Man Can't Jump podcast.
When you get James, T-H-I-R-D, you got to use what's the offer code?
JUMP.
Gerard, what's the offer code?
A JUMP.
You get 10% off your first purchase. Guys,
Squarespace.
Dot.
We're trying to do the tag here.
We're trying to do the tag.
It's all right. We try that again.
All right, let's try it one more time. Sorry,
Squarespace. Build it beautiful.
Hey, guys. This is Jonathan Braylock. This episode of Black Men Can't Jump is sponsored by Blue Apron. Look, I'm going to get right to it. You need to know how to cook. Yes, you do. Not only do you feel like you know your way around the kitchen, but cooking at home means eating healthier. John, did you hear that? I did. I gotta eat healthier. And saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout. Again, like I did tonight. I really do need Blue Apron. Where do I start? Oh, wait, hold on. Blue Apron's got me covered. For less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron delivers all the fresh ingredients I need to create home-cooked meals. Look, guys, all you have to do is just follow the easy step-by-step instructions. Step by step, day by day. That has nothing to do with this ad. Each meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. No overwhelming trips to the grocery store, and no more sad takeout. Hey, wait a minute. I ain't sad. I just like eating out sometimes. All right. No matter your dietary preferences, Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes like a pecan crusted salmon. Or how about, for you vegetarians out there, a grilled cheese with brie and pear with arugula and Brussels sprout salad. That actually sounds pretty good. I'm not even a vegetarian. All right, look, now, you can cook with ingredients that you've never used before, like watermelon radishes, farro, and purple potatoes. I don't even know what farro is, but I want to cook with it. And recipes are between 500 to 700 calories per portion. Damn, Blue, this is good stuff. Guys, look, okay, let's stop playing around. Right now, you can get your first two meals for free at blueapron.com/black. That's right. Black Man Can't Jump got you covered with that promo. That's blueapron.com/black. Blue Apron, a better, better way to cook.
All right. Yeah. All right. No, I'm talking too much about this dumb movie.
Sorry. Don't call it dumb. Hey,
I'm not my true colors. Wait.
Come on, Michael Jai White.
Let's talk about Michael Jai White. Dwayne, do you like John Leguizamo's performance?
The thing is, watching this movie, I did. I was like,
yeah, I did too.
I was like, this is what John Leguizamo did. That's what it was like. How disgusting he was.
And I felt really good watching. I'm a big John Leguizamo fan, and so when watching this, like. You know, his career also has gone through changes. And you know what? You know, Latino man can't jump.
Latino man can't jump either.
You know, I thought that he was great. I thought that their pairing was also cool. I thought it was cool that the costumes, two leads
like,
were,
how they made him look short and, like, stocky.
Yeah, I thought
was
that
really
that was
good.
Dope.
I got to see how they did that. I didn't watch it. I mean, but this is Michael Jai White, though.
Michael Jai White. So this is his, like, first star.
This is big star thing.
Yeah.
He was Mike Tyson in, like, the HBO movie Tyson.
And he was really good. Yeah. Did you watch it?
No,
I've seen it. I actually saw it, it's been a long time, two months ago, because it was back on HBO.
And that was, like, that was his, like, breakout. And he was in, like, a couple of films.
And he's actually a real fighter. Like, that man.
He's a real fighter.
Oh, he's a real martial artist. He can.
But I think this was his first, like, starring film. And I don't know. Did it help his career?
I think that it's hard, right? Because Michael Jai White is not necessarily a household name for me, but he probably is for a lot of people. You know, there are probably a lot of people.
I don't know,
people,
man,
of color.
Well, yeah,
I feel like black women know who he is.
But he just said that he's not for you.
Black women know who he is.
But he was on For Better or Worse,
and I feel like that there has to be like.
Yeah, if you're a Tyler Perry fan,
I just feel, and Black Dynamite,
which is great, but like again, Black Dynamite is an independent film, not a huge like.
Yeah, I mean, he's not Michael Jai White is not. He could have been in everything after this.
He have been in everything after this?
Not from the performance that you see in this, and not because he does a bad job, but I think it's because the whole movie's in a mask.
You don't notice him,
or if not a mask, he's burnt.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You know, that makeup, heavy makeup. But I think that he actually does a really good job in the movie.
I mean, I like this performance, but the thing is, it's tough because, you only see him as him for 15, maybe less minutes. And every other point, you guys are right, like as you said before, he barely talks, and he's literally just like staring at his wife or his daughter from a distance, and you got her eyes.
But I do think but the thing is, though, you're able to infer all the stuff you're able to infer from the movie. We all had to infer all those extra things, and he is doing that. Like, people think that Viggo Mortensen should have been nominated for V for Vendetta. And he's in a mask that's not even expressive for the entire movie, you know. And he, but he does a lot of emoting. And I think that Michael Jai White does a great job of filling in those blanks and telling that kind of a story.
Well, he could have. I mean, the thing is, you're right, because the thing is, like, what is his name? I can look it up right after this. But the Elephant Man, oh God, the actor is very well known. He won an Oscar for that movie, and he has his face covered in prosthetics the whole time. The only thing about Michael Jai White,
was never gonna get an Oscar.
I mean, true, but I'm saying the thing about Michael Jai White though is that it's interesting because this movie. Hold on, let me get the numbers before I mess it up. Like, this movie technically was profitable. It was like it made $40 million. It made
like 87
worldwide. So like it was profitable.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but it wasn't a huge success.
Yeah, nobody would.
That's why they didn't do a sequel.
Hold on, but what was Blaze numbers though?
Blaze was better than that.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, this movie didn't do well with critics. It got 19% on Rotten Tomatoes.
But most superhero, superhero movies.
Then they
didn't though. Like,
and remember,
then they
is also like, but here's the thing. Spawn is like, I'll just say this. It is a, this is going back to the black people being superheroes as demons, right?
Yeah.
I was not allowed to watch Spawn.
Yeah. And I was
not allowed to watch Spawn because Spawn, like, talk about, like my family is Christian and, like, we, like, they did not want me watching movies that had to deal with, like, hell and stuff like that. He is literally a demon.
And then
this movie wasn't even a rated R.
It was at first.
But
it wasn't.
It wasn't. They took stuff out because they wanted it. They always wanted it to be PG-13.
Yeah.
Tom McFarlane wanted it to be PG-13 because they wanted it to be commercially successful.
Yeah.
So they made it PG-13. But the thing is, I remember seeing the trailers for this movie and being like, oh, that's clearly rated R. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that people even thought that this movie was PG-13 because it's like, it's so dark. Like, the origin story is so dark.
Yeah.
It's like an assassin who gets killed, who gets burnt alive, burnt to death, goes to hell, is deemed the leader of hell's army.
Yeah.
Comes back and then has to, like, fight like some clown demon, like,
and like, and I, and so let's get back into this topic that we were talking about. Like, that is something that I struggled with when I was a kid. Like, it's why I didn't watch the show, because I've seen episodes of the show, and I saw episodes of the show when I was younger, but like, I don't look at that and go, superhero. It doesn't make me. And yeah, he's an anti-hero,
he's not,
right?
He's not.
And like, and
you
that
don't want to be Spawn, right?
Is super hard. Yeah, like, I'm not. I don't. Well,
can I tell y'all why Michael Jai White ain't? Why he ain't blow up?
Well, why?
Because there's only one dark skinned brother at a time. Wesley Snipes was still popular. All right, Snipes was still popular at this point in time. You weren't gonna have two. They both were the same, around the same age.
Yeah.
They both were kind of making. The thing is, you would have cast them both in the same roles. You're not going, we need two for. Two? It's at least true. With Denzel
he
and Will, they
looked
different.
He didn't even get another chance.
He didn't get
this.
Anything else. And the thing is, because you didn't. Let me tell you what happened. This movie came out, made money. Next year, Blade came out, made double what his budget was. It was like, oh, but VHS is one, okay? That's what happened. Wesley was VHS. Michael Jai White was beta. All right, it's like, oh, you know what? We going
but
with this.
You really only get
you couldn't
one.
Couldn't do Blu-ray and DVD. You had to do VHS.
I wanted
that's
that
a hard
90s.
Argument. That's a hard yeah, argument cool. because like Will Smith was also.
But Will Smith is a blockbuster. This is Wesley Snipes is the action hero.
So you're saying like, all right. I mean, I guess
think about at that time. At that time, the three biggest African American stars you had, Will Smith. Who was
well in 1997 though he was
Will was
big,
in 97
the biggest
yes. Will it was that was yes. When they were saying
Fresh Prince ended in 96 right
yeah. Fresh Prince ended in 96 he already did okay. Bad Boy
this is the start
my,
of what was it
Independence Day yeah.
Well, what did they call Big Willie Weekend
Men
remember
in Black
they, like,
came out that year 97
yeah. Okay like this is the start of like was it Will Smith Weekend July 4th like
right,
he,
yeah,
every
yeah,
movie
yeah.
And
yeah.
And Big Willie style premiered in 1997
you know what I'm saying
okay
so you had him all right and then you had Denzel and the thing is Denzel wasn't like super white friendly yet. Like, he was still, like, the handsome black dude who was doing these Spike Lee movies.
So it was like,
everyone
we
knew,
had Wesley to
Oscar
do the actions. We had
you had
Will
three.
To be the blockbuster.
And if you needed an older dude.
To do the,
if you needed an older dude, you got Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman or Samuel Jackson, right?
It's like, and then Sam wasn't, like, crazy popping yet either.
Sam was in it.
You think Sam was as popular as, like,
here's what I struggle
Pulp Fiction
with,
came out in, like, 94.
And I want to bring this up and see what y'all think.
All right.
Okay, so
I have not. And the thing is, I'm sorry. Like, people are probably like, why you guys didn't talk about Michael Jai White that much? Because I have nothing to say. Like,
I had a lot to say.
Oh, go ahead.
I did.
A lot.
I mean, you said it, but I feel like we didn't. But it's just like I.
We don't know why he didn't get. We don't know why.
I mean, like, but like, even in this film, it was just like he didn't get to do much because he's a burnt up superhero who like who's just like walking around and like he didn't have he didn't have a meaningful speech. Like there wasn't like a scene.
He
where,
didn't have a moment.
There wasn't
at all.
Like a scene where I was like, that's
all
the scene,
I
right?
Was for the camera to just pan over to him and for him to just be like, oh.
Like the best was
my tortured life.
The best was like him looking, and it all had to deal with visual aspect, right? Yeah. The best was like him looking in the water when he sees his burnt face for the first time, and he's like, and then like that's pretty. To
and
me,
cut
that
away
was
from
like because like him with the dog, I was like, I'm not buying this. But him with the kid, I was like, I'm not buying this.
So, but I
all
liked
right,
that.
What did you want to say?
Well, this is. I'm just gonna piggyback off of that. I took some notes about that. I thought that like. That with him being an anti-hero, right? They did do I thought they did a great job of trying to show what his humanity was, right? Mm-hmm. Like I thought that like his daughter just feeling like she needed to be around him, I thought that was great. I thought the dog always wanting to be around him was great. Him and the little boy, I thought, you know what I mean? Like his dog just, didn't want to leave him alone, like couldn't
the dog
do
knew
it,
him.
Right? And, and I thought like that was great. And I now granted he never really got to talk to them. But like with the little boy, he was like, find my dog. You know what I mean? Like, he was like, make sure you find my dog. And he was
oh,
like,
I
and he
forgot
was,
that
when
even
he,
happened.
When he's
I just
going,
watched
when,
this movie.
When he's about to go back to hell, he's like, you don't want to come with me, dog. You don't want to go where I'm going, dog. And I thought that like that was fun and
I thought
cool.
I thought they tried to make him a human, man.
I thought they did a great, a better job of humanizing him than Blade. Like making him to a child, making him more accessible as a human, right? Whereas Blade feels more standoffish and like and to a kid you're just going he's fucking cool.
Well,
right?
Also they made Blade like even you guys talk bringing up Blade a lot. It's like when I think about the performance between Wesley and Michael Jai White, is like Blade even though it was a rated R movie, they made Blade himself family friendly. Like if you could make a dude who kills people, like he had one liners. Blade smiled.
Yeah,
like you know what I'm saying, like. Spawn one when he's in
right, he's scary. He's scary looking.
He's a demon. Like the essence of those characters is kind of different. So it's like
they are.
Spawn could never have been that one line and jokey guy because that's just not the world he lives in.
I think it's hard because they didn't make this film rated R because it's so hard to make the dark. Like they had all the dark elements, like, but like there was even a point where I was like, he should be, we need to see him like viciously murder someone.
Yeah.
For me to like really get on board with this idea that he's like, he is a tortured soul who like can be on the side of good or evil at the same time.
Yeah.
To me, this movie, he just felt like a dude who didn't know what was happening. He was just being played the entire movie. He didn't really know what was happening. Like, he didn't know what was happening with his powers. He didn't know who this dude was. He barely asked questions. Yeah. Even when he did ask questions, he didn't get answers. And then he was like, all right, I'll just keep going.
Yeah, and I felt like there's a lot
he
of...
He never even reconciled with the fact that that he was dead for 5 years. And just
Yeah, you're right.
There's like, a lot never... of things that are like that are like repeated. A lot of things that's just like, it's like when it's time, for this movie, what it feels like, when it's time to like go deeper into something, they'll just re-ask a question. To be like, this is the thing he's thinking about. But instead of going into it, we just hear that question again. So it's like, well, we haven't gone anywhere because...
Do y'all want talking or do y'all want to see Spawn with some guns, baby?
I want a little bit of talking.
Spawn
but
wait, had
but this,
guns.
But this
but
is the
also,
thing.
Like,
this is the
why
thing.
I still don't understand why Spawn had guns. It was like, you're
oh,
a
because well, he didn't need them. He thought he needed them.
No, but the thing is,
no, but then he still
Spawn,
wanted them even
the
when
thing
he realized
Spawn,
he didn't need them.
Is that when Spawn is like one of those battery things, like, you know, a video game. Spawn can't use his powers that much because if he uses them up, like, he dies. So he has to, like, use them.
They never talk about that once.
The dude says it.
But I, but Gerard,
after the 2 second, it is short. I'm not, it is,
no,
guys, it is short.
No, because what you're saying, see, now I'm mad again because they do say that he can't use his powers too much or he'll die. But before that, he's using the guns. And then after he learns if you use your powers, you'll die, he goes to go back up and takes the guns and goes, I guess I don't need these anymore.
Yeah.
And then the guy says, now you're learning. But the thought that I had was, oh, good. He he has those guns, so that can help him preserve his power. But then the next thing he says is, "I don't need this."
And then he just uses his powers, and there's never a moment where he's like, "Uh-oh, power's on low."
That's a problem with the movie. Because in the comics, in the cartoon and stuff, he rocks guns because he doesn't want to use.
Okay, I didn't catch it, and they didn't show it that much.
So I know I've said this seven times, but so right, so Spawn right is this is the thing about tortured black heroes, right? So. Spawn is a demon from hell, right? Blade is a half-human, half-vampire. So they're black superheroes now, right? War Machine, Falcon, right? And we're talking about like how Captain America is going to be replaced eventually.
Yeah.
It could go to Winter Soldier or Falcon.
It's not going to go to Falcon.
Everybody thinks it's going to go to Winter Soldier. Sebastian Stan has signed like this contract to do blah, blah, right? But then Sebastian Stan said this, and it was a joke. But listen to what he said. Okay, so they asked Sebastian
Stan. This is like real life comic book timeline right now.
Yeah, so they asked Sebastian Stan who should be the next Captain America, the Winter Soldier or Falcon. And he said it should be Winter Soldier because Falcon taking over would be like Biff in Back to the Future 2. That's what the world would be like. And so he's essentially saying that the world would fall to shit if the black Captain America comes in. And that pisses me off. I just want to see what y'all thought about that.
I don't know enough about comics to make a real comment.
This is the thing.
It doesn't even have to relate because I don't know the comics.
But I will say that I hate comic books. No, I'm just kidding. I don't. But it's just like, let me tell you something else. In the comic books, the white guy who like marries his wife after they.
Yeah.
In the comic books, that dude is black.
Yeah.
They changed him. They purposely changed him to a white character because they were like, if we have too many black leads, this is going to seem like a black movie. This is going to seem like this is targeted to an African-American audience, and that's not what we want. We want a superhero blockbuster that makes a lot of money.
So they hired D.B. Sweeney.
But also, you got to realize...
That's a real thing that happened.
But also, you got to realize, like, I'm pretty sure when this movie didn't do as well, they were like, oh, well, we tried to make a black superhero. Guess it didn't work. Blade was already being made when this one came out.
Right.
I mean, my thing about the Sebastian Stan thing is like, I mean, that's just the world we live in. Like people, I mean, that happens like, you know.
But Biff in Back to the Future.
Well, my thing is like people today are so sensitive about certain things where it's like.
Well, in Back to the Future 2, Biff the world is like the world is falling terrible. To complete shit. Like right. He's like a dick.
But is there something about Falcon in the comic books that like he that would not would be a make, good leader?
No, not at all.
No, he would be a black guy.
He would just be a black guy.
Like right now, if you were to get a comic book and looked up Captain America is black.
He's currently
black. So the thing is like
oh, he is black.
Yeah, he is.
And that's the other thing about like black superhero movies that bother me and about the way that they're being made. This is just talking about like black superheroes.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, the black super they are black in the comics, you know, like the comics get rewritten and rewritten, you know, and people take over the mantles all the time, and it's like I feel like if you're making that movie and the current person that is that superhero, like Miles Morales, should be Superman. Like Superman should be Spider-Man. It's like why do we have to see Peter Parker for the third time on screen, like it, like
as a white dude.
That like I want to see those superheroes. I don't want to have to see fucking tortured Hellspawn. I want my nephew to be able to look and see like a fucking awesome, altruistic, like you know, strong jawed.
We don't
superhero.
Live in that world, man. The thing is, like, it's,
but why don't we live in that world?
I realize
because if Falcon is Captain
this?
America,
this is, to be, I think I would know why I don't like Spawn. It's because he's not in. I never feel like he's in control of his life.
Yeah,
like I feel like he's being played by like even that dude said it at the end. He was like, "What would you do if I chose the other side?" He's like, "I would have killed you."
Yeah,
and I was like. Well, then Spawn's choice really had nothing to do with it then, huh?
Right.
Like, I was just like, everything that Spawn does, it was like,
He was just like being played, and like even when he makes the right choice, it doesn't even feel like it. It didn't matter that much to me. I was like, whatever. It's like his wife. Like he thinks his wife dies. His wife doesn't die, but it's like he doesn't get his wife.
Right.
He doesn't really like. It would have. Like it didn't matter if he like tried to stop this guy or not. The guy was basically just like, I just wanted you to take over because like I'm tired. Like that was essentially the thing. It's I'm tired, but if you didn't take over, I just would have killed you and found somebody else. And I was like, great. So like what? Like it didn't even feel like a superhero. Like I was just like, you're just this dude who was being played the entire time. I'm just like, you're, and like this is the black superhero that I'm supposed to like be like, oh, thank
it's a rough you. Origin story, right? But for a lot of superheroes,
but it's
a lot
not
of
even like
superheroes.
A Punisher, there's like a lot of anti-superheroes in the
world.
I think
the problem is that we don't have enough. I think the problem is like if you. Yes, you have Punisher, you have Captain America, you have options of white superheroes. At this point in time, for instance, even right now in our current state, 2015, how many black male superheroes or female superheroes do we see on, like, how many movies do we have? We don't have any. Yeah. At least not that has their own movie. So right now what we're comparing is like, I feel what you're saying is like, you don't like it because it's like, this superhero I'm supposed to love isn't even a real superhero. Whereas I feel like if you
would
have had
even that he's not a real superhero,
but
he's not
in
control. He doesn't have. It's not like he doesn't have his own destiny in his hand. Which is like, look at that history of black people not being able to be in control of their own lives, right?
Yeah.
To have ownership of their own bodies. It's like he doesn't even. I don't even feel like he doesn't have ownership of his own body. He doesn't even know how to freaking. Some white dude has to teach him how to use his body. Do you understand what I'm saying?
True.
Look at the legacy of black people not being in control of their own bodies. Literally, from slave time, they were sold. Like, their body was somebody else's property. Yeah. And, like, Spawn, it's like, I don't think that Tom McFarlane, I feel like, I'm not trying to crap on Spawn the comic books, but it's just like, this is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the first black superhero movie. It's like, he's not in control of his own body.
And he has to give up his fiance to the white dude. The white dude literally at one point.
Yeah, in the movie.
In the movie, the dude goes to his daughter, you okay, sweetie? Spawn looks at him and is like, all right, that's cool. Like, he gives him that nod like, it's cool. No, it ain't cool. Don't let that dude. No, okay. You're gonna let him just sit here. And it's like, you can still raise your kid.
Does that mean it's time?
It's a bull.
I think it's
time for this world.
I think it's time for
this world. Can I say one thing before we get to this world? It's good. I've been watching a lot of movies with black leads, and I would like to say that I'm happy that this man does not wear a dress in this movie. I've been going back and realizing that, like, Will Smith.
You know who does wear a dress, though? John Leguizamo's clown character.
John Leguizamo does.
He does, that's right.
Why do people color? I keep wearing dresses, man.
It's comedians who wear the dresses.
This is getting ridiculous.
Okay, you're
so it's good. Getting ridiculous.
Anyway, I just wanted to wrap up that. I just wanted to make that point because it's like it's not just anti-superheroes. Some people might think it's that. That's why I don't like Spawn. It's not. You have Punisher. You got Hellboy. You got freaking Ghost Rider. It's like you have.
I love Hellboy.
You have. You have these, like, you know.
And I also don't think I hate Spawn.
You have these, like, superheroes or anti-heroes who are in. Who just feel like more in control than Spawn does. Okay, let's get to this world.
At Kroger, we know the minute a tomato is picked off the vine, the fresh timer starts. The sooner we get our produce to you, the fresher it is. That's why we've completely overhauled our process to shorten the time from harvest to home for our tomatoes, strawberries, and salads. Because we know how much you love fresh produce, we give you more time to enjoy your tasty fruits and veggies at home. So whether you're shopping in-store, picking up, or prefer delivery, we're committed to bringing you the freshest produce possible. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Tim Heidecker, and I'm glad to be back in Glendale, California, in the studio with my good friends DJ Doug Pound and Vic Berger for another episode of our podcast, Office Hours Live. This week, we had a very special guest, Hiss Golden Messenger, who played a beautiful tune for us. We laughed, we had fun, and you should tune in to Office Hours Live this week, and quite frankly, every week, on your podcast app of choice or at youtube.com/officehourslive.
Oh, yeah. Time for the swirl. And you know who the swirl involves today, right? Jessica Prince. Priest.
Oh,
Jessica
yes,
Priest.
Oh, yeah.
Jessica Priest. Yes, and this is the thing.
She looked good.
Oh, she did look good. If you guys know that the actress is also the mom from that TV show, The O.C., the hot cougar mom who was having sex with all the young people on the show, she was on The O.C. It's a good show. I used to watch it because I wanted to know what rich white people lived like. It was a good show. They went to the beach and stuff.
Why are you talking about
the
OC?
I'm sorry. I just want to give you a backstory on who she was. I'm sorry.
About Melinda Clark, though.
Right? Right? Yeah. But anyway, so this is a classic villainess, all right? Mm-hmm. They had her in... They actually... I feel so bad. They had her dressed in tight leather, of course, and yeah. they had her in a corset. At one point, when she dies, her corset had bedazzles on it. It was like white bedazzles on it. But we all know how this happens, all right? All right, he comes back as Spawn.
Oh, God.
All right, he comes back as Spawn.
Oh, he's back as Spawn already.
He's not pre-Spawn. This is when he's Spawn. He comes back. He crashes through the party, right? And all of a sudden, she's like, who is that? That's Simmons. And then she's like, oh, nice outfit. And he's like, yeah, upgrade. And then she drops the guns. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, the corset starts getting unbuttoned.
Oh God!
And you're like, wait. And Spawn's like, what are you doing? Because this happens in almost every like superhero movie. If you go back to GoldenEye,
that's
literally
not every superhero.
I'm not superhero movies, but like if you go back to GoldenEye, for instance, like James Bond, the villain in that movie, she literally corners him. They fight and have sex. Or it's like they fight and have sex at the same time. James happens in Mrs. Smith. Why can't Spawn fight and have sex?
He can
fight and have sex if he wants. In the middle of that damn party, all right? So if people wanted to watch it, they could have left. He's already in hell. He's already in hell. He can't go. Where is he going to do?
That's true.
Nobody
would have stayed.
Who would have?
First off, Spawn was cute.
She was cute. And you're going to like, Spawn is like jacked at that point. You know what I'm saying? Why are you going to leave? Like,
he's jacked. He's burnt to a crisp.
But he would have stayed in the black costume because you know that's like one of those things where they like, keep your suit on. You know what I'm saying? So he would have made it work.
Metal spikes. No, but
he had to contain his spikes. He couldn't have got too excited. But don't forget, they're still fighting.
He can't help it.
They're still fighting and having sex.
All right.
Next thing you know, she would have like mounted. What always happens is, it's right before.
Fighting and having sex.
It happens in movies all the time, yo.
Sure.
This isn't just me making up. What happens is right before they're both about to, you know, orgasm. Like, she, like, climbs him.
Oh, my God.
What?
That was graphic.
No,
I'm not. This is not graphic.
This is a PG-13 movie.
No, what I'm trying to explain is because, like, if we were watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you would see what I'm saying. That's how to describe it to you. Okay. So what happens is right before that's about to happen, she would somehow try to wrap her legs around his neck to try to snap his neck. Next thing you know, he's like, oh, hell no. Nah. And he'd toss her. And then he probably would have shot her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how it always happens. I'm not saying the orgasm, they always wait to the end. It's like, weak. He's weak. And then they try to like kill him at that point. It happens. GoldenEye. All right.
Yes. Yeah. No.
Because y'all give me that look. Braylock give me that look out of side eye. I'm like, I know what that look mean. You know what I'm saying?
Is there another one?
Huh? No, I only do one swirl. The thing is, because technically there is a swirl already happening.
What about that?
Yeah, there is a swirl.
The swirl with the wife and the friend, but.
Right.
Now, but you forgot about the chain dick. He has that moment when
he blocks her
with the chain dick.
It's the same scene.
And then
I'm just saying, there could have been a use of the chain dick in this one.
No, man, we're not chain. No, man, she's a woman. She doesn't need to be hurt. We just want chains.
I hate everything.
Do you not respect?
I'm saying he's a demon spawn. He's still a demon spawn.
But he still has human. He's still a human on the inside.
No, he's not.
He's not going to chain her up like some.
No, he doesn't chain her up. Just the chain dick, though.
That sounds painful, James.
All right, okay. Enough of this.
None of that sounds pleasurable at all.
Oh, man.
None of it.
Man.
What man?
Is Hancock a good movie?
No.
No, I mean, but is it good, though? Like, how could we... Because if you think about Hancock, he is a tortured soul.
That is true.
He doesn't know why he's doing the things that he's doing. He doesn't have control over his powers. He needs a white man to show him how to use his power.
Well, he has a good point,
Braylock. Jason Bateman tell him how to
he
use
does.
His
no, but he says like he does say train. Like when you land, when you fly away, you blow things up. So figure out how to not blow things
and
up.
And how to land. You know
how to land.
That's true.
Wow. Hancock does relate to Spawn. Mm-hmm.
And they're both terrible movies, so
I mean, both of them.
Okay.
First off.
And they could even, here, I'm going to pose this. They could exist in the same universe.
We do realize Spawn is better than Hancock, though, right?
I don't know, actually.
What? What?
Yeah, baby. I don't know.
It has nothing to do with Hancock being good. It has everything to do with Spawn.
All right, let's move on, man.
All right.
I don't know. What did he say? I don't know. What did he say?
Shut up, James. Shut up, James.
Was this movie scary?
No.
I think it was I think it was dark and freaky. I mean, every time you saw Violator, I was like, this shit
to a child, yeah. I think it scary. Definitely.
I mean, that clown alone, right?
Oh, the clown.
Yeah, just the clown alone. Like, even so when he's good. In the clown.
And they
in the
go
real,
to hell like, the, like 7 times.
Yeah.
Like actual hell.
And then Violator.
Oh, what was that part at the end where he just
comes
blows
through the wall.
Everybody away? Yeah. What?
He could
wait,
always
wait
do
minute.
That.
Wait a
minute. About when he was in hell, he stole their powers.
What is that?
Oh, that was stealing their
was
powers.
Was he stealing their powers? I thought he was blowing
people
up.
Oh, I thought he was.
He was. He was draining.
No, he was blowing people up.
Yeah, I thought
he was. About the other spawns?
Yeah.
Yeah, the other spawns.
Oh, I always thought he was like draining.
Why could he blow them up? And why was Satan like if you're not gonna join my army, you're gonna die. Get him, army. It's like, dude, you're a freaking huge monster. Just eat him.
Just
yo,
eat
yo,
him.
Yo, y'all gonna stop coming at this comic book movie? Like all.
He's flying up through the, and then he's like, "You're never gonna get away." And he literally is like, "You're never gonna get away."
I mean,
as he's flying,
here's the thing.
And I was like, one "You don't have control. You can't just."
This
like,
happens
nope.
in almost every comic book movie, man. It's and always like,
and especially in movies like that, help. Like that, glamorize. That like go into the battle, the epic battle yeah. between good and evil. They
in hell,
in hell. They always do not go into why the devil doesn't just fucking destroy him.
Because yeah. most of the time,
like why in his plan, like if they had, like if they wanted Martin Sheen to die and release that thing, why didn't they just kill him?
They wanted Spawn to do it.
It.
But it's like, in these movies, God and the devil are never like, the devil is kind of like tricky sometimes, but in most of these movies, like, God and the devil aren't allowed to like intervene.
Yeah, they're not allowed
themselves.
To do that.
Okay,
it's
yeah,
like they're
yeah,
not
yeah.
allowed to like intervene.
That's always part of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They can
I think
play the
they
chess
just
moves.
Expected us to just know that.
Know that, yeah.
Because
okay.
they're always the chess moves.
All right, I'm sorry. I just needed to clear some of that stuff up. All right, let's go to the cause.
You know, I don't want to do this cause with y'all.
No, we have to do the cause.
I don't want it. Nick, do I got to do the cause?
Yeah, Nick said you have to do the cause.
Nick, our producer said. Yeah.
All right, here we go. This the cause for those who don't know. Oh man, we didn't even explain this show.
I mean, we're 10 episodes in. They
yeah,
know.
Yeah, people know.
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump.
No, but maybe somebody like really likes Spawn and they just were. Anyway, so welcome to Black Men Can't Jump. Now, the cause, for those who don't know, we rate films not on how good they are or are not, but how much they support the cause. The cause being more leading black actors in films, in major motion pictures. And those films not having to deal with race necessarily, and also not just being catered to black audiences like the producers of Spawn thought it would have been if there were too many black leads messed up. Anyway, we do either do Black Fist, A White Palm, or nothing, okay? Wait, what was the last thing that I wanted to say? Oh, yeah.
Probably some hatery.
No, nothing. Oh, we already talked about the fact that
y'all
there's
bunch
so
of haters.
Few. All right, Dry anyway, here we go. All right,
so
you ready?
Bad.
Okay, you guys ready? I don't know what I'm
doing. I
was
born ready.
I don't know what to do. I
really
do.
Don't know what I'm doing.
I was already on fish and spaghetti.
Are you rapping?
Yeah.
About all fish right. and spaghetti?
Ready?
Sure was.
All right, I'm ready, ready, ready.
On the count of three. One, two, three.
Yo.
What?
Gerard, get the fuck out of here, man. Get
that's
the
a,
fuck out of here.
The audience knows James III gave it a black fist.
Black fist, baby.
Jonathan Braylock gave it a white palm. And myself, Gerard Mulligan, I gave it nothing.
You gave
you know
it
what?
Nothing. You gave it nothing.
Because that is the sign of a true, all right, review, all right?
No,
the,
it's
no,
not.
The thing is,
what?
It does, the review doesn't matter. Well, hear me out. It's not about
you
whether or not.
Nothing.
It's not about whether or not I like the movie.
It's not about liking the movie.
It's not about. It's about whether this movie helped the cause, which was to get another black man a lead. Did it help out Michael Jai White? It didn't help out Michael Jai White. Anything is Spawn didn't get a sequel. Anything
no,
like, it didn't help proceed like basically.
I don't know. I disagree. I don't think that it didn't help Michael Jai White. But keep
okay.
No,
okay, with
you
that,
do
with
your
that.
Thing.
All
right, yeah, keep going.
Say, my thing is when it comes down to it, it's like, did it help Michael? I can't see how it did. All right, I can't see how it helped. We didn't get an influx of like black superhero comic book adaptations. So it didn't help us there. It's like it wasn't like a box office smash, so it was. It didn't even give us that, it didn't give us anything to like leverage to be like, oh, we could do this thing. Because if you think about it, I mean, it made 40. You know, it had a profit of 40 mil, but like it in Hollywood, that's considered a failure. And then, I mean, I don't know. Like, we couldn't even get
87 million. Yeah.
It's like, I don't, it didn't help to me.
It didn't help at all for you. Okay. Okay. I gave it a white palm mostly because, yeah, I agree though. I don't think it helped Michael Jai White's career. I think it probably hurt it. But also mainly just because, like, look, regardless of the comic books, I don't know the comic books. This is a movie, right? I'm looking at it as a movie. That's what you have to do. Look, I understand there are comic book fans and they get all uppity about like, but you need to know about, it's like, no, I don't. I don't need to know about the comic books before I come into a movie. It's a movie. And if you can't explain what it is in the movie, then it's messed up. And your film isn't going to be successful. So I didn't think they did a good job explaining. I also just don't like a black superhero who's not in control of his own body. I don't like the fact that he was, like, burnt to a crisp and you can barely see him. And, like, he just, even though he was the main character in every scene, it was just, like, it was all about, like, this other scheme that was happening. And, like, you don't have enough, like, I just, there was not enough for him to do to help the cause of leading black men. Because I was just, like, I don't know what Hollywood producers looking at this film and being like, oh, man, this dude is, like, this dude is money. Like, even if it didn't do that financially well, that happens sometimes. Sometimes films don't do, they're not a huge box office success, but people are like, no, that guy, like, Michael B. Jordan in Fruitvale Station, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not like that film did critically well, but it didn't win anything. It didn't win any Oscars or anything. And it didn't do that well financially, but there was something that people saw and were like, nah, this guy can do things. And he can be the lead. Like, I don't think you see that from Michael J. I think anything you just from this film, you see, like, this is good visual effects. You know what I mean? It's the reason I didn't give it nothing, though, is because at least it still attempted to put a black man in lead. It didn't have to deal with race, okay? And it was catered to white audiences. It was like, this film is for everybody. And it has a black man in lead. So for that, I had to at least give it a palm. But... oh, man, dude. All right, sorry.
That's yeah, I'm going to piggyback right off of the stuff that you said as to why you gave it a palm. And I agree with that 100%. But then I also, and granted, okay, so Michael Jai White, right? Not necessarily a household name, might be for some people, but has had a pretty stable career. Which yeah. I think is like.
Not as a leading man.
Not as a leading man.
He died
but
in
as
the Dark Knight.
He died in the Dark Knight, right away.
The famous scene with the thing.
You know, and not everybody, you know, not everybody gets to do the stuff that Michael Jai White has continued to do since Spawn. Like, I was looking at the IMDb. There hasn't really been, like, mad gaps or anything like that. Like, he's been...
yeah, he's just a lot of voiceover.
Which is great. I think it's great.
Black Dynamite is great. But then
just looking at just what this movie is, you know, He got to do so much, you know. He plays for however many minutes a person, and then he gets to put on these prosthetics and play this tortured sort of multi-layered character. That granted, the movie doesn't go into that as well as
you gonna stop going on this movie.
Think they
like
should?
That.
No, it doesn't, right? But. Like, the fact that he gets to do that, and it's a black dude doing that, and I think that that's dope. I think that's awesome. Yeah. And I think that, like, it just, and just it's looking true. At just the movie itself. Now, granted, I feel like every time I vote differently than I have for past movies. Like, I would have said...
it's fine.
I would have said the same thing of, like, you know, Michael Jai White's not in every fucking movie, and therefore, like, this movie doesn't help the cause. But I think that, like, we've been kind of fighting for movies like this. Can't the black man get to do all of these different things that
yes.
he got to do in that movie? Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I gave this movie a fit. Like, just the movie on its own gets a fist.
I don't know if Michael Jai White killed the big bad guy. Let me tell you how I don't know.
He did.
Because hear me out. He's in so much prosthetics. How do I know that's Michael Jai White?
No,
How do I know that's Michael Jai White?
What are you talking about?
No, I'm not entertaining this.
No.
Is it a white?
No. Who could? I don't know. It could be James III. I know. It could be your cousin Chauncey. How do I know that that's Michael Jai White?
Well, it was his character.
I mean, you know what? You know what? If this was Darkman, all right, Liam Neeson, they made sure you saw his face every now and then. You know what I'm saying? They, and he had his face burnt off.
Michael Jai White's face is burnt up.
So was Darkman. So you know what? This movie deserved nothing. Because how do I know?
I mean,
how do I know, James?
I know we're at the end here, but I didn't talk about this before, but the fact that like the way that Todd McFarlane decided to try to get race out of the picture is by literally burning off his skin,
yeah,
like taking that thing away.
That's crazy.
And I think that's as much as he had good intentions, I feel like that's the worst possible.
You know, by saying
the reason why we're not thinking about your skin color is because you don't have
it's like you're a burn. It's like, you know what he did? He like transformed him. It's like he's not a black man anymore. He's like, he's a burn victim.
He's a burn victim.
He's no, like man. A burn. Who but we have another. It's just like, oh, you're just like, you're a non-human still.
Yeah.
You know what?
He's still a non-human. The black man is still a non-human.
You know what? Hollywood, when it's an action movie, from now on, I want a clear shot, all right, of the black man killing the big bad
guy. That's right.
I want to know it's him.
He didn't get to kill the big bad in this movie.
I want to see his face. I want to see his face.
It was a non-human. He's a demon.
How do we know? How do we know?
How do we know, James?
Tell me, James. How do we know that was Michael Jai White, Al Simmons, killing the big bad guy?
I hate everything right now.
No. Tell me, James. How do we know?
We don't know. He's not a human. He's a demon.
He's a demon with no skin.
Black people aren't demons. Stop making us demons.
What?
What is the question that you're asking?
Wait a minute. Is that dude, is the white guy a demon in this movie?
Who? The one that's helping him?
Yeah.
I think he was, but maybe he was
No,
like,
he's not though,
no,
is
no,
he?
No, he's a part of like
He's
heavens.
Like an angel.
He's a heavens ward.
Yeah. How come he's an angel?
Oh, snap.
And John Leguizamo and Michael Jai White are demons. How come they're no white demons?
Woo! It took us a while, but we got here,
Martin
y'all.
Sheen doesn't even die here. In the film. Martin Sheen doesn't even die in the film, by the way.
Martin Sheen killed a bunch of people, and let me guess, he made it out alive getting handcuffed, huh? If Martin Sheen was a black man, he would have got shot.
I don't even know the comic books, but I'm sure the reason he's still alive is so that he can still be used
people thought this episode
as
was
a pawn later on.
Oh, no. Oh,
that's
no.
why
oh,
he
no.
didn't die.
Oh, no, you shouldn't have started it up.
No, he didn't die because he can't.
There's no sequel.
He could have died. You know what? They need to shoot an epilogue just to see him get shot or shanked.
No, he's not supposed to.
All right. Thank you, guys. This has been another episode of Black Men.
I'm not done. Don't be trying to wrap us up.
Nope.
I ain't done.
Fade to black.
Hey, don't you pay me.
He's going
to
hit that.
I'm talking about right
now
how the fact that I super.
Time for some plugs.
Oh, you know it's time to plug.
James the Third. You got some plugs?
Yeah, I'm going to start. Let's see. You go to jamesthirdcomedy.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Third Comedy. Also on Instagram at James Third Comedy. Third is 3RD. And if you're in New York on October 29th, 7:30 p.m., comedy album recording, baby. Oh, it's at the People's Improv Theater.
Whoa, the People's Improv Theater.
That's right.
You're recording that comedy album?
That's right. I sure am.
When is it?
It's October 29th at 7:30 p.m.
Oh, nice. By the way, I spell third, T-H-I-R-D. I'm just telling you how I spell third. I'm just saying. I'm not saying anything else. It's funny that you mentioned the pit, though, because at the People's Improv Theater, we are going to be doing a live show.
Uh-oh, live show. That's
Black
right, baby.
Men Can't Jump live. A live recording. We're going to warm you. What am I doing?
We're going to warm you up.
We're going to warm
gonna
you up.
We're going to put you in that oven.
And put you in that
gonna
oven.
Warm you up. Going to come out all buttery.
It's going to be real fun, guys.
It's going to be great.
Tickets are only $5. It's also at the pit November 9th. Monday, 8 p.m. Monday, November 9th, 8 p.m. $5.
$5.
Go to the pit-nyc.com for tickets. And then my plugs.
Oh, yeah.
JonBraylock.com. J-O-N Braylock, B-R-A-Y-L-O-C-K.com. Check out some show dates. Check out some videos. Yo, you got me. Hit me up on Twitter at John Braylock. At John Braylock on Instagram. Also at Black Man Podcast. That's our own Twitter handle. Tweet at us. Honestly, we love hearing what you guys have to say.
Yes, please.
Even when you tweet that hate.
Even when you tweet that hate.
I'm like,
let us
all
know.
Right, I want to hear the hate. I want to hear the positive too, though.
Yes, I also like the positive.
I like the positive a little bit more than the hate, not going to lie.
Yes.
But at Black Man Podcast,
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Rate and review us on iTunes. And Gerard, what you got to plug?
Yeah, I would say if there are any ladies out there.
Is that your Gerard impression?
No, this is just, I'm trying to say words he might say. I don't know how it would sound like.
I'm wondering for 2 seconds how many people thought you actually were Gerard.
There are some people who were like, Gerard? No, that's his voice.
So yeah, Gerard isn't in the studio right now. He has nothing to plug, though.
He has nothing to plug.
I mean, we all perform at UCB Theater.
That's right, yes.
Upright Citizens Brigade in New York. Lisa from school is the team that me and Gerard are on.
Some Kid is the team that I'm on.
Boom. So go to UCB Theater and look at show dates. I don't know why I got so low with that. Because Gerard's not here.
That's right,
because
Gerard's not here. We got to get low.
What are we doing next week?
Oh, next week.
We continue in Halloween, right?
That's right. Next week is Night of the Living Dead.
Whoa, you're talking George A. Romero's Night of the Living Dead?
That's right.
Starring Dwayne Jones?
Dwayne Jones, yes.
Now, isn't that an indie film?
You know what? It is an indie film.
But we doing it anyway.
We doing it anyway. You want to know why? Because it's Halloween and the rules are broken.
Breaking the rules. Night of the Living Dead.
Dwayne Jones.
Guys, go watch that film. I watched it on YouTube.
Okay. All right.
I would go watch it before you listen to the podcast.
Okay, wait, watch it.
Night of the Living
Dead.
Night
of the Living Dead.
1968. Because they remade it a lot.
Oh, yes, there's a lot of remakes.
You'll have to be quiet or the zombies will hear you.
They will. They're right outside. They're going to come.
Oh, my God, they're coming in! Oh, no!
What's up, Black Men Can't Jump comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in 4 brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!